So Shakespeare has a famous quote, which I want to highlight here. It goes like this: we know what we are, but we know not what we may be. And I really resonate with this quote in the same way that I resonate with the word performance, because I think this is really defining performance. It's the allure of that place where we might live, a reality when our minds, bodies, and perhaps our very souls are doing a happy dance and really shining bright, kind of where we are now versus where we aim to be. So in mom terms, that might be the mom who's feeling really hectic, missing things, maybe flying by the seat of their pants to get everything done, versus that mom who can be a calm, cool, collected, put together mom who can really live in and enjoy watching her family achieve performance, if it's, you know, kids playing in sports or experiencing a high performance herself in her own life, achieving her own goals. It could be your own children when you see what they are today, maybe missing passion or missing performance, versus when they are achieving elation and you see the passion on their faces and you see them achieving higher heights in their sport, reaching for that goal and succeeding. Oh, and it's why we love the underdogs, you know, the ones who defy the odds and win a game. Like the movie The Mighty Ducks is a great example of that, where the underdog team wins in the end doing a flying V, which is quite ridiculous for hockey, but they win the game versus the team who should have won. Or we love the underdog who makes their life a bright success story, even though the success that they achieve, we might not understand, like in the movie Rudy, who gets to play one part of one football game in his whole football career. But yet in that moment, in the build up to that moment, we realize, you know, that for him is his ultimate performance, and it's as good as any performance that anyone ever had in football. Everyone loves that movie. So what does this have to do with you? Well, you are a performer in every sense of the meaning of the word. And I want to lead you through how you perform to that high level in terms of creating that awareness of where you are now, like reworking what you know about yourself now so that you can know what you may be. And if you look at your life today, you know, just looking around you, what you can see is what you've created. And it's that feeling. And then it's thinking about, okay, what is a high performance in your life? Is it, you know, getting everyone in your household great lunches on the table, great suppers? Is it making sure everyone gets to where they need to be? Is it performing well in your job with your passions? So what does that look like for you? And the reworking part that I'm talking about is always done by everyone on a daily basis. I do it. All of my champions in my programs do it when I talk like about my sports nutrition programs. And I really work at this in layers. So I call them the 7 layers of performance. And this is what this podcast it's about. It's how you can get the work that you do to be joyful. And I do it like, so it's simply laid out in 7 layers. And I call it the peak performance pyramid, which has these 7 layers, each one building on the other until you peak for performance. So this is about walking you through that and giving you some tools so that you can already start living a greater performance, getting to that place where you now know and can experience and really live that vision of what you may be. You know, and to go back to that original quote, knowing what we are, but then now knowing what we may be and achieving that higher performance. So have a listen. And as we embark on this journey together, join in the community and share your experience with us. Welcome to the Super Sports Mom Podcast, a place for all moms of many and mighty athletes to get support and insights into the world of sports. This is your place to learn, grow, and laugh. I am a sports dietitian, former elite athlete, and newbie sports mom, inviting you to adventure together. This podcast is sponsored by Eat This for Performance, the home of champions. The peak performance pyramid was born out of this need to create a framework around nutrition and putting nutrition in it and where does it fit in. And interesting, when I embarked on this journey to show people where nutrition fits into a performance, I didn't exactly realize that nutrition wasn't the first thing. And I do have people from time to time say, oh, it's all about nutrition. And they like to, you know, tell me about the importance of where nutrition falls into their life or the lives of others. And in fact, it's not the first thing. So the very first layer, layer one, is the base. And this is the large piece that we really want to indulge in. We really want to spend time here in order to create the highest peak of performance that we can imagine, the biggest dream. And so I call it mental clarity. Other people have other names for it. And what I love about mental clarity is that when we're clear in the mind, when we're clear as water or clear as sunlight or whatever you can imagine, it's the most clear expression in your mind, then we can hear what we're talking about. And so if our self-talk is really negative, like if we're walking around all day saying, I suck at this, I'm bad at that, I hate this, you know, and it could be like, oh, I'm not good at getting, you know, good lunches put together, or I'm bad at being on time, or I am hating this traffic, or whatever it is. There's a lot of like negative coming through your mind, and you start to listen to that self-talk, you realize that there's a different talk you can create, and it really changes how you show up. So it creates a place for passion to happen. So kids have a hard time hearing that because we keep them very busy. So it's creating space, and people use meditations to do this. So meditations is simply creating time and space to listen to that self-talk and quiet down. And it could just simply be being quiet for 5 minutes, or you can do guided meditations where you listen to someone else talk about how you can listen to your breath and walk you through that experience. So this is both valid. But you can also do like little tiny mental clarity exercises, maybe right before eating a meal, where you just stop, you know, keep your fork and spoon on the table and take a second to listen. Are you hungry? You know, are you excited to eat? What is that mental self-talk? So when you start to understand what is going on, you start to know what you are, who you are being today. And this is really the beginning of peaking for performance. So spend some time here. Re-listen to this if you want to hear it again, what it is. And it's one of the most important pieces, and that's why it's the base of your peak performance pyramid. Layer two is about rest. Without rest, we don't have recovery happen. We don't have waste removal from our bodies. We don't have a mind that wakes up refreshed. So sleep and rest are as important as the act of time. In fact, maybe even more important if you put it, because I'm putting it first. So without those 6 to 8 hours of good, restful sleep, you are missing a key piece. And that is the beginning. I mean, it could just be you need periods of rest, like vacations built into your life. I have had one business coach tell me that it would be an important strategy for the sustaining of my business into the future that I make sure that every quarter, so, you know, every 3 to 4 months, we are taking a vacation and resting the mind, rejuvenating, and really giving some space and time to do more mental clarity work, more of the base layer. So all of that is important, and we do know physiologically that sleep has many, many benefits and keeps us safe. I mean, we do, I think it was this, it was a psych professor I had at Cornell in my undergraduate degree who did a famous psychology 101 course. And a lot of his course in Psychology 101 was showcasing his sleep research. This is Professor Moss. You can look him up. He has really some outstanding books, kids' books on sleep and adult books. And he talks about how, you know, we're getting, we put college kids, or we put college kids put themselves on the road all the time, sleep deprived, and it's akin to being drunk. And so you'll never, you know if an accident happens, you know, because they won't show up with a DUI, but it's the equivalent. So sleep and talking about the importance of that from a young age and ingraining that habit is going to be performance enhancing for you and the whole family. And so you just really keep that in mind. When you cut sleep, you cut your performance. Okay, layer three is where we get into the meat of what I'm really good at coaching and teaching, which starts to be about what you put in your body. So hydration, I call them the drops of life. You literally cannot go more than 2 days, let's say. I mean, it varies based on your weather, how hydrated you start with, but about 2 days without drinking, without hydrating. So you need hydration before food to sustain your life. And that piece is so powerful to think about. So you might be going through your day diminishing your life by not drinking properly. So the importance of that becomes crucial, and how to do that well becomes crucial as well. So something to bring attention to and look around at your day and see, how are you doing? Can you put attention there and peak more in your performance just simply by getting a glass of water? Layer four is about performance eating, eating for performance. And this is what I coach to my high level, and it's what I coach for everybody. So sometimes people come to me and they say, you know, Pearl, is this for me, or is this just for high level athletes? And what I say is, I'm changing the conversation here. Performance eating is for everybody, because we are all aiming for that performance. We are all doing it. And so if you are not eating for performance, you're not eating to peak at life. And so everybody needs to be following these guidelines and enjoying the success of what happens when you fuel in a way that's performance enhancing. So paying attention to that. And I do it in a fun way. I really think we should look at performance eating like you're giving yourself superpowers, and superpowers from plants. And this has nothing to do with, you know, being absolutely a vegan or eating only plant-based. It is just simply that the source of all nutrient from the physical stuff that we chew and turn into other things that we drink comes from plants. I love to give this example where even a chicken ate plants first for you, and then you ate the chicken. So you're really eating the plants that the chicken ate. Okay, so that's something to think about, where even meat is originally, those animals ate plants. So everything, our source of life is plants. So the superpowers of those plants becomes really important. And that's something that I love to teach about. So that's layer four, and it gives you the energy to achieve the other layers. So energize your life with the superpowers of plants. Layer five becomes the power of mind movies. So we talked about the power of the clear mind, mental clarity. Now, when you give yourself all of the tools to lead up to layer five, you're able to put together some powerful movies about what you are going to do next. So this becomes what people call visualization. You're visualizing your future like it is a movie. When you close your eyes, what does your future look like? Is it a super organized kitchen? Is it a car that's, you know, really got everything that you need to get to your destination on time and feeling cool, calm, and collected? Is it all of the sports gear all washed and, you know, fresh smelling and ready to be in a bag? What does your future look like? And what does it feel like? Because the emotion piece is going to become really powerful in the next layer. So mind movies. Now, going back to like Rudy and that feeling that you have when you watch a movie about an underdog succeeding, that is what I'm talking about. It's eliciting an emotion within you that you love to feel. And so that is where we're going with mind movies. If your mind movies naturally go to emotions you don't like to feel, this work on layer five is going to be really powerful for you. And we know that athletes who picture, I'll give you the example of a hockey player who's going to shoot pucks into a net. If they sit there and close their eyes and visualize 100 pucks going exactly where they want that puck to go, it is almost more powerful than actually shooting the pucks, because they can shoot accurately in their mind every single time and train their mind and body connection. Whereas when you actually shoot a puck, then you are more likely to miss and see that you missed. So the two go together, of course. You do want the next layer, which we'll talk about, the shooting of the pucks and what that brings. But the first step can start with visualization, and that's extremely powerful for athletes, for moms, for dads. Everybody should be visualizing their future reality. Layer six happens to be about movement. I call it functional training in my Peaking for Performance pyramid. And the functional training means you're functionally doing movements that are going to support your performance in the future. So for an athlete, that might mean you go do some strength training exercises to support what you want to do in your sport. So it could be jumping, springing onto a box called box jumps. It could be lifting a heavy weight to make your muscles stronger to do the movements you want to do with a stronger force. For somebody who is a recreational athlete or training for fitness, you might do something like yoga, where you're balancing out your muscle movements and making sure that you stay toned and flexible. So, you know, that is giving you that functional movement. You know, we don't necessarily do something like yoga because it's joyful and fun, even though you can find joy and fun in it. It's hard at times, but that movement is what creates your functional strength. So we do it to achieve the peak performance, which is for some like a fit body. So what I like to say about layer six is that it has to do a lot with movement. Functional training is a lot with movement. Now there's types of functional training, like in jobs that may not be as physically intense as doing something like yoga or box jumps, but it has to do with movement for the most part, and energy in motion kind of movement. So I'll talk about this energy in motion because it's what we're taking, we're harnessing the energy in our food and we're putting into movement what we've practiced in our visualizations. So now we're actually doing it, we're living it, we're practicing it. It's the practice part. So if you wanted to put a big label on this layer, it would be say practice, practice, practice. But we are not just practicing movements, we're practicing our emotions in those movements. And so energy in motion, emotion, is literally the word emotion. So what emotions are you feeling when you train, when you do the functional training? And that's going to be really interesting to look at. If you say, I hate this, I'm angry, I'm frustrated the whole time you're practicing, how do you think you're going to feel in the peak when you go to perform? It's going to be a lot harder to reach those peak emotions that are more positive, that are elation, that are joy. So really be practicing in your practice the emotions that you want to be feeling. And if you go back to layer five, visualizing yourself experiencing joy while doing something like yoga can really help there. Okay, last layer is the most fun, right? This is layer seven, and it's harnessing all the six layers in one joyful place. I bring joy to this because you will light up the moment I say this word. The last layer is about play. Now, play from a very young age is a smile on a child's face and running around with their fun toys, or just running through the grass with that big smile, maybe running to mama or dad, and just lighting up a lit up face of a young child expresses it all. They're playing. Go to any play yard and see the expressions on kids' faces as they run around. This is true play. And as adults, we need to play too. You need to feed that need of I need joy and play. Now your joy and your play can look really different than running around in a schoolyard or a play yard. So this is, you know, it's really different as an adult as we evolve to what's joyful. Like for me right now, I just lit up talking about this because I'm having such great joy in delivering this podcast. To me, this is like kind of like playing, even though it's my job. I'm doing a performance and this is my performance and it feels like play. So in that way, I've gone through all of the 6 layers. I've envisioned myself being here doing this. And I realize that for me, this is my play. This is the fun time where I'm actually in it and playing around with sounds and expressions and tone and, you know, getting better at it, I hope, but playing nonetheless. So if you're still with me and you've worked through the 7 layers, you might now be wondering, what can I do to, you know, go through those 7 layers? Because maybe one of them already stuck out in your mind like, oh, I'm going to do that now, or I'm going to work on that now. So this is where the work comes in. And I am passionate about giving you some tools here. So I have worked on this program for this podcast called Super Packs. And my Super Packs go through each one of these layers and give you a really short audio that you can work through the layer. So the Super Packs, they're meant to guide you through each of the layers. And I will be releasing them as a pack of 7. So 7 audios you can listen to one at a time. You can skip around and do visualization first, or you can do the hydration one, whatever one you think is the one you need to hear at that moment. And then I would encourage you to listen to all 7 in 1 week because they have a theme. They are a focus. So the first one that we're focusing on is called Excellence in Action. And so already that might give you an idea of like, oh, excellence in action. What does that mean to you? Well, it's going to mean something at each of the 7 layers. And we're going to share with you how you can use excellence in action to create mental clarity. So we're going to lead you through that. And I'd encourage you to listen to all 7 layers in a 1 week period. Then I would love you to join with us in community and talk through what your experience was and now is based on that. Now, do you know who you are better so that you know what you may be or are being? So that going back to what Shakespeare says, we know what we are, but we know not what we may be. Now, by experiencing the 7 layers, you can start to know that version of yourself who, I don't know, has it all together or experiences that peak performance that we're looking for and, you know, really, you know, hit stride and all of that that comes with performing. So that's what I have for you today. All 7 layers wrapped up with a nice bow. And we have some super packs coming your way, but you can already get started on peaking for your next performance by doing some little tweaks to something in the peaking for performance pyramid. Thank you for listening to the Super Sports Mom podcast this time. My wish is that you feel more empowered than ever to live your dream sports life. If you get inspired from this message, amazing! Share it with a friend and pass that inspiration along. I can't wait to share the next adventure with you. See you next time.